Michael, you wanted to come back in. You asked the question.
Yes, I applaud the government's intention to build 1.5 million affordable homes, but we've already heard from the panel about the challenge of the infrastructure to be able to do that. But good luck to the government in the delivery of this pledge.
Okay, Piers.
It's not going to happen. Sorry, Wes.
Well, you really are the Grinch this Christmas, aren't you?
I don't want to be. I don't want to be the Grinch. It's just not going to happen. In the same way that the promises we got from the Conservatives didn't happen.
2.5 million homes, Piers.
Yeah, but it wasn't what you said it was going to be, which was massively more. And you say 1.5 million by when?
By the end of this Parliament.
Okay, great. Let's have a bet. £1.
Not this again. Are we seeing where this goes with all of your bets?
The British Prime Minister has asked, your guy, Rishi, didn't pay up in the end, but a pound to charity, £1 for every home you don't build up to 1.5 million by the end of the Parliament. Are you taking it?
Unlike Rishi Sunak, I don't have that kind of money.
Right, exactly. So you're admitting you're not going to hit the target, is my point. And look, I'll tell a little story. Notre Dame. We all watched the amazing scene of Notre Dame being reopened. 5 years, they rebuilt this incredible cathedral, and the world went down there, and it was amazing. And I remember walking near Notre Dame just after it burned out. I thought, there's no way they're going to build that in 20 years. It looked destroyed. But they did it. They did it because they had a will to do it. Let me compare and contrast to an iconic monument in London, which is Hammersmith Bridge, which is near where I live. Hammersmith Bridge, in the same year, 2019, got cracks. So they stopped all cars going over the bridge. And 5 years later, it's still not got any cars. And we're being told it's going to be at least another 5 years. In fact, it may never reopen to cars. How can that be possible in a country like this, which used to be a world beater? We can't even repair cracks in a major bridge. So people in West London have endless traffic hell because we just can't get our act together. Why can't we get our act together? Because the great planning experts over there from the Tories, this is Grant Shapps, decided when he was Transport Secretary that the cost should be split between Department for Transport, Transport for London, and the Hammersmith and Fulham Council. And they literally cannot get their act together to do anything. And I was reading the other day, just on the same theme, Britain hasn't built a reservoir since 1992, despite a growth in population of 10 million people. Each mile of high-speed two is costing four times as much as high-speed rail in Italy, and eight times more than high-speed rail in France, and so far ours doesn't even exist. And the planning documentation for the Lower Thames crossing comes to 300,000 pages, and the project has so far cost £300 million. No building work has taken place. Norway spent less than half that amount on actually building and opening the world's longest road tunnel.
Do you think the government is right? I mean, Mike Conway is your...
Well, I agree with what...
Is it an assault on our green and pleasant land?
Well, I don't think it's that, but although you've got to be careful. It's... Look, 91.7% of Britain is undeveloped. Let's get it in context. I don't think that's the big issue. In principle, I totally buy into what Labour are doing. I've got three sons from 31 to 24, and it's incredibly expensive for any young people now to get on the housing.
All right, let me bring Chris.
So I hope they're right. I just don't think they can deliver it.